You're on the Edge with me, Theron. It is Wham Talk 1600. We're here for you. I'm right-wing nutcase Theron, overnight sensation, Radio's own Theron X, and I'm here for you, baby. This is your show. This is your show. Today we're comparing and contrasting the default settings of Christianity and Islam. This is interesting. You're going to love this section. Fighting is inconsistent with Jesus' example, but not Muhammad's. As the Surat Rasul Allah records, Muhammad personally led 27 raids, meaning he was out there on the battlefield killing people at least 27 times, taking slaves too. It doesn't say it here. Let's see. When Muhammad was in his 50s, I think he was in his 50s, this is recorded. I may have the year wrong, but it's, I think 50s or 60s. His youngest bride, he took a bride. A brand new bride. I think she was 11 years old, either 9 or 11 years old, and he consummated the marriage. Got that? Jesus' teachings on how to treat enemies. There are a number of points here. We're going to go through them all. Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you. You know, I can't do any of these things, by the way. I am a hopeless sinner. I want to drink wine from the skull of my enemy more often than not. And I'm trying, but I'll tell you, the default settings on Christianity, no human being can pull these off. Nobody. Nobody. Even Jimmy Carter looks at women with lust. Got it? And Jimmy Carter, that's truly amazing when you think, I don't even want to picture that one. Anyway, the rest here, resist not evil. These are all from the Bible, from the Gospels. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn them to the other. Or turn to them the other. I can't do that. I'm going to hit them back as hard as I can, right in the face. So I can't do that, but I know that the default setting in Christianity is the way that would be the easiest path, and I would say the kindest path to go. If someone takes your coat, give them your shirt. What? These are all from straight out of the Gospels. If someone make you carry something 1 mile, carry it too. I have no problem with that. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Judge not, that ye shall not be judged. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. These are all the Christian default settings. You with me so far? This is if you had to go back and start at the beginning and say, how are we supposed to be practicing this faith? Meaning we've screwed it up hopelessly, but what are the guidelines if we should choose to do it and try and do it the right way? These are the default settings. Ye have heard that it was said, thou shalt not kill. But I say, whoever is angry with his brother is in danger of the judgment. These are all the Christian default settings. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. That's pretty much the golden rule. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick. Whatever you do, to the very least you have done unto me. This is Jesus talking in the Gospels. Now we turn to Muhammad, teaching on how to treat your enemies. Infidels are your sworn enemies. That's the first point. This is from Surah 4101. Be ruthless to infidels. Make war on the infidels who dwell around you. Fight those who believe not in Allah, nor the last day. Strike off the heads of infidels in battle. This is Muhammad talking right now. If someone stops believing in Allah, kill him. Take neither the Jews nor Christians for your friends. And that right there, that's from Surah 551 and 6013. Let's talk about moderate Muslims. What do you say? Did you hear that one? Take neither the Jews nor the Christians for your friends. Never be a helper to the disbelievers. Kill the disbelievers wherever you find them. If you're dialing in right now, you go, what the hell is this guy talking about? I can see you right now. You're driving down the road. I-94, you just flipped over the radio. Who is this guy? What's he saying? Well, this guy is Theron. You're on the edge, and we're comparing and contrasting the default settings under Jesus and Christianity and Muhammad and Islam. The default settings being our example back there was if you take a computer into the shop and it's malfunctioning, you want to set it back to the original settings, get it working again. If you were to go back and say, I want to be a Christian, how am I supposed to do that? We just gave the Christian points, and you'd say, if I want to be a Muslim, how am I supposed to do that? We're talking about Muhammad right now. Kill the disbelievers wherever you find them. No Muslim should be killed for killing an infidel. The only reward of those who make war upon Allah and his messenger, which is any of the Ayman's and or Muhammad, will be that they will be killed or crucified or have their hands and feet on alternate sides cut off or will be expelled out of the land. Think about that. It says in the Quran that you should have your right hand and your left foot cut off as some type of punishment. And all cultures are equal. All cultures are equal. Should we respect all cultures? Should we give them a pass? Oh, they're Muslim. It's their culture. Yeah, they're Muslim. It's their culture. It's their culture. It must be respected. It must be taught in government school. We have little kids out in California in government school. Government school, by the way, is public school, who for the longest time, just outside of Oakland, California, school system out there, we reported on this way back when, on the first iteration of On the Edge with Theron, that were being forced in class. Teachers didn't even know this, to act as Muslims. Little girls were wearing the headgear, you know, just the eyes sticking out there. Little boys were running around with fake turbans. They actually took them to a Muslim community center. They had them learning passages from the Quran. This was all done under the pretext of we're going to teach kids about the other faith so that we won't hate each other. I think the default setting in the Islamic faith pretty much undermines all that to begin with. It's kind of my way or the highway. It's my way or the highway. It's my way or the I'm going to cut one hand off on the right side, one foot on the left, and it's the highway. What motivates fundamental Muslims to violence? Where Jesus was a religious leader, Muhammad was a religious leader and a military leader. Thus, the effort to separate the militant aspect of Islam from the religious aspect is an attempt to split Muhammad. The closer one follows the example of Jesus, the more peaceful is one's motivation. The closer one follows the example of Muhammad, the more militant is one's motivation. You're on the edge. I'm Theron.